Hey guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Democrats are seeing the amazing success that Donald Trump is having. His approval rating is going way up. And they thought to themselves, gee, like, we need something to combat him, something that is so popular that Americans will have to turn on Trump and support us. And what they came up with was reparations. They're trying reparations again, guys. Listen to Rep. Ayanna Pressley, one of the craziest people in Congress, talking about her plans for reparations.
We can legislate justice.
Amen.
We can legislate healing. Yes, right. And we're certainly long overdue. And for those that would say we need to just get over it, that's interesting. When as a nation, you are benefiting right now from an economy that was built on the brutalized backs and the indignities and the horrors of chattel slavery and our African ancestors.
You do just need to get over it, because the economy is not built on the back of slaves. It never was. It isn't right now. Economists have done study after study, by the way, proving that the economy was actually worse under slavery than if they hadn't done slavery. And that's very obvious by the fact that the Union beat the Confederacy, because at the end of the day, the Union invested in industrialization. They kept in slavery, and it didn't build their economy. And so what she's saying is just factually false there. So that doesn't take away, by the way, from the awful things that their ancestors had to go through. I'm not saying that those things were awful, but paying off people who had nothing to do with it is much more ridiculous, in my opinion. NBC reported on this and said the following. Reparations advocates often point to the racial wealth gap as evidence of the slavery's continued effects. The median wealth of white households in the U.S. is $250,400, more than nine times as much as that of black households, which is only $27,000. So tell me why then. That's my question, right? Those numbers are clear. I mean, they're true. I'm not disputing those numbers. But let's get really specific about why they aren't succeeding. Because, again, no one's denying the wealth gap. If you talk to a conservative out there, they're not going to deny that white Americans have 10 times the wealth. But the problem is, whenever you ask someone like Ayanna Pressley what specifically is keeping black folk down, she has zero answers. There's nothing specific that she can point to. It's always just this nebulous, white, bigoted force that's keeping black folk down. And of course, if you talk to black folk who are actually succeeding, what they'll tell you is, oh, I just took accountability and I stopped listening to all the leftists telling me I'm a victim and I just made something of my life. Every single one will tell you that. I have many friends who will tell me that who are black as well. NBC reported on some Pew numbers, by the way, on reparations, which I found really, really funny. So this is what they said. They said in 2021, 77% of black Americans said they supported issuing reparations tied to slavery, while only 18% of white Americans agreed. So in other words, guys, studies show that when people are offered free money, they want it. It turns out, and frankly, by the way, the fact that 23% of black Americans don't support reparations, I actually think is pretty noble. Because I think if you went to most people and you just said, hey, free money, you want it? Yeah, I want it. I want the free money. 18% of white people say it's, you know, they should do it. That's pretty much the exact same number as the percentage of white Americans who are uber progressive. So if you're uber progressive, you're a fan. If you're just a normie, you don't care, because guess what? There's no one alive that was in slavery. But just to set the record straight to Ayanna Pressley, every single person in America is ancestors, their ancestors, that they are the descendants of slaves. They were oppressed at some point in their life, and their ancestors were in servitude to some degree or another, some maybe a little worse, some maybe not. But honestly, we all come from like the same five people anyway. So if you go back far enough, and you, by the way, you don't have to go back that far. Every single person in America, I don't care about the pigment of their skin, it doesn't matter, their ancestor was a slave. And that does not mean you get free money. So reparations argument, that's over. Well, usually tax season sucks, guys, but that was until I found a company that hates the IRS as much as I do, Quick Tax America. Quick Tax America is a non-woke company that does all federal tax returns for only $69. It is one transparent price because it's their only price, and they get you the best return possible. They also do all the work for you. You simply upload your files, answer a few basic questions, and then schedule a 15-minute finish your return call with a tax professional. They do all the rest of the work. You can go down to the link in the description below right now, or you can go to quicktaxamerica.com when you get those tax documents. Guys, the Democrats are not improving. You'd think that they would be after loss after loss after loss. You'd think they'd be like pulling it together, being a little bit more moderate, a little bit normal, but they're not. This Democrat congresswoman, again, a politician. This isn't just some random person. This is a Democrat congressman. She says they need to change the word manufacturing to be more inclusive because it has the word man in it.
Yesterday, I met with a manufacturing company, but they also are engaged in getting young people more engaged in manufacturing. So I asked them, so how many of those students that are signing up and want to do this, how many are women? And they said, well, I know there's at least 13% or something. It was a low number. And you had mentioned trying to engage more women in manufacturing. I'm just wondering if just the name manufacturing sounds like a guy.
You cannot make this stuff up, guys. How do they do this and not realize why they're losing elections? I don't want them to win elections, but how do they not know? Because clearly, not everyone in the Democrat Party is idiots. There are some smart people in the Democrat Party. They've been historically good at winning elections. So why are they allowing people to talk like this? And by the way, do you not think, this is just a word for this congresswoman, do you not think it's possible that women simply don't want to go into manufacturing? Whenever we talk about wealth inequality between genders or, oh, only 15% of women are in STEM and all this stuff, it's like, or there could just be preferences. Like, men and women are not the same. I know that cuts against everything that liberals believe right now. Maybe I should more accurately say leftists. I think liberals do believe men and women are different. But for leftists, but it is true that people just tend to not want all the same things and that women don't want the same things as men. Is it possible that women would rather work office jobs if they're going to work a job or just be a mom rather than do hard labor? Hey guys, I wanted to let you know about a deal I'm running on Amazon right now for my book, A New Cult. It's up on the bookshelf right there. It's only $9.99 on Amazon. I'll put the link in the description below so you can check it out. I really enjoyed writing it. It's all about how the left has literally become a cult. I talk about some crazy stories. I know you'll enjoy reading it as well, so go check that out right now. Thank you so much for watching, guys. If you haven't already, go down below, like the video, subscribe to my channel, and watch another video.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and I have discovered a fun new escape from the daily grind, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has hundreds of social casino-style games and it's all free to play anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So get to chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21+.